Welcome to Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, your virtual community church. We're living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carlton Dean Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Author and finisher of my faith. Rock in a weary land. Shelter in the time of storm you are. Holy, holy God, help us to be holy and to present our bodies acceptable and holy in your sight. Good morning, God. Thank you for this Sunday morning. This morning, God, we rose to worship you. We rose, God. Some of us with some aches and pains in our bodies, but we rose, God. Some of us thinking about the things that took place on yesterday and what is to come on tomorrow, but we rose, God. And we give you glory for that, for the right now, God. We give you glory for the change that has come from one day to the next. We give you glory, God, for the changes that are going to present themselves. And we present ourselves, oh God, before you, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. We must do this, God. We must do this, oh God, for the glory of you. Not for ourselves, God, but for your glory. Nothing for us, but all the glory belongs to you. We thank you for the people everywhere. The people, oh God, who are hurting and crying and needing you, God. Looking and seeking for a Savior, Father. We ask you, Lord, now. We ask you, God, to touch the earth, to move like you've never moved before. And we believe you, God. We believe you, God, that in the midst of the turmoil that it seems like that you're still on the throne, in the midst of the things taking place across this earth, the wars and the rumors of wars, God, the deaths and the killings, God, oh God, the heartaches and the letdowns, God, you are still on the throne. You're healing. You're causing wars to cease. You are raising up a people that will obey. And we glorify you this morning. We honor you in Jesus' precious and holy, immaculate name. We say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, give him a praise with me this morning. Go ahead and glorify him wherever you are right now at this moment. Whether it's morning time, whether it's afternoon or evening time, we want you to go ahead and give him some glory. It might be in the midnight hour. Go ahead and give him some glory, because I'm telling you, when you cry out to the Lord of hosts, he hears and he answers prayers. He delivers, I'm telling you. He redeems. He brings salvation. Come on, God. Hallelujah. Good morning to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Good morning, people of God. We thank God for you, and for you. We bless him on high that he's allowed your ears to be able to hear this morning. Open up your mouths and just say hallelujah. I don't have to hear you, just whisper it even to him, for it's the highest praise. Give God some glory now, I tell you. Give God some glory. Stand on his promises. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, Rhema. Good morning from Rhema CFM Virtual, your virtual community church, virtual community worshipers. Come on, we worship him, and we worship him in spirit and in truth. We come. Oh, my God. We're here when you can't go there. Listen, we're assembling as a church because the church assembles, you see. We don't go to church. We are the church. Amen? Amen. If you can't get to the house where the church is assembling, we are right here. We won't forsake the assembling. Amen? Amen. Because we're assembling spiritually through the virtual access that God has given us. Amen. 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 God bless you this morning. Good morning, covenant partners, supporters. We bless God for you. We appreciate you being here. Amen. 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 Listen, if this ministry is a blessing to you, if it's a blessing to you, we want you to share this with someone else so that they too can be blessed. Amen. Go ahead and drop a name in the comments. Go ahead and hit the share button and share it out. And I want to say a special thank you to each of you who have taken the time to go to our YouTube page and to subscribe. I see our subscription numbers climbing. And if you haven't subscribed or gotten somebody to subscribe, get them to find Rhema CFM Virtual on YouTube. It's just about spreading the gospel, the word of God. Amen. Amen. Listen, as we focus on what God has for us, oh my goodness, we remember this thing right here, that we've come to do this, to foster an atmosphere of true worship, reap souls for Christ, and empower the people of God to live in excellence through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. And the vision that he gives us daily is to live each day in excellence through Jesus Christ, that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. I'm going to tell you, somebody says living in excellence, and we, oh my God, we respond, we walk in expectation. Go ahead and type in, we walk in expectation. I'm walking in expectation. Go ahead and declare before the heavens and the earth, I'm walking in expectation this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. My God, this morning, Lord God, God said a change has happened. A change has happened this morning. Amen. A change has happened. A change has come over me. Amen. Come on, we're going to do a little bit of the song this morning. Oh, God. Come on, pray with me. If you know this one, come on. Oh, my God, put some encouragement down there for me. Thank you, God. Bring it up a little bit, Elder. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. A change has come over me. Hallelujah. He changed my life, and now I'm free. He washed away all my sin, and he made me whole. Yes, he did. Oh, yeah. He washed me, myself, white as the snow. He changed my life complete, and now I sit at his feet to do everything. What must be done? I'm gonna work until he comes. Wow, a wonderful change. I know you can declare it this morning. Has come. Oh. For me, hallelujah, a wonderful change has come over me, yeah, changed, my life complete. And now I sit at my Savior's feet, Lord, to do what must be done. I'm gonna work until He comes. A wonderful change has come over me. Hallelujah. Come on, God. A wonderful change has come over me, yeah. Lord God, a wonderful change has come over me. A wonderful change has come over me. Listen, He changed my life complete. And now I sit at my Master's feet. Lord, thank You for changing me. Lord, I thank You for changing me. Lord, I thank You for changing me. Lord, I thank You for changing me. Oh God, He changed my ways. God, He changed my ways. Lord, He changed my ways. Hallelujah. He changed my ways. He changed my walk. God changed my talk. And a wonderful change has come over me, yeah. A wonderful change has come over me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A wonderful change. I'm not what I used to be. I'm not what I want to be. But a wonderful change, God. I thank You. I give You glory now. I honor You, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask You to endow, oh God, upon us Your Holy Spirit. Allow Your anointing, oh God, to break through in this word, God. Bring glory to You, God, not to ourselves. God, we thank You for the change. Come on, if He's changed, come on. Come on, I'm not what I want to be. But thank God I'm not what I used to be. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, God. Come on, God. A change has happened this morning. I promise you a change has happened this morning. If you think back and look back where God has brought you from, you know that a change has happened this morning. You know that some things have changed about who you were, who you are. Come on, a change has happened this morning. Glory to glory to glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going. Thank You, God. Come on, come on. I just got to praise Him right here. Hallelujah. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, God. Come on, a change. You got to trust God when you see the change. There's a change taking place. There's a metamorphosis happening. When we look from a caterpillar to a butterfly, we have to examine what it began as and what God has turned it into. How has it changed? Oh my God, thank You. A change has happened. You're not what you used to be. You may not be what you want to be. You may not be what people want to see you as. You know, sometimes the visions of what people see, they're stuck on. I'm going to step out there and say sometimes they're stuck on what we might say is stupid because they act like they can't understand when they see the change, how the change has taken place. They're stuck on what you used to be and not what God has caused you to be, even right now. Oh God, a change has happened. Thank you, God. We're going into the 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah this morning. We're going deep into the roots and the history of the people of Israel. Oh, my God. Oh, God, we're going to where God had already changed Jacob's name to Israel. We're going to where the people had already come out of, oh, God. They'd come out, oh, my God, of Egypt. And they were now captives by Babylon. Listen, they'd come through so much. God had done so much already in the land of Israel, in the lives of Israel as a people. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. And Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, spoke figuratively of God's protection for those who followed God. Let's look at Isaiah 43, 1 through 4. Oh, my goodness. And see what the prophet Isaiah had to say. But now, this is what the Lord says. He, God, who created you, Jacob, he formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Oh, my God, what it means to belong to the Lord. For I, thank you, God, thank you, Lord, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Sabah in your stead, since you are precious and honored in my sight. And because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your very life. Oh, my God. That's Isaiah 43, 1 through 4, my God. But now this is what the Lord said. Oh, my goodness. Isaiah is prophesying, reminding Israel, God, he formed you. You don't have to fear because he has already redeemed you. He called you by name, Israel, and you are mine. We belong to God. When you pass through the waters, and this is where the prophet is, oh my gosh, reminding them that they'd gone through the waters already. Remember, God moved the waters out of the way. He's not going to let you drown. He's going to keep your head above waters. He's going to move those things that feel like you are drowning in. He will separate them, move them aside. He says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. It's okay. Go ahead and step into the water. Don't you be afraid because I am with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. No matter how high the tide is, you know, in high tide, some things get hidden. In high tide, some things go under. In high tide, you see, and the waters begin to sweep sometimes. The winds are blowing and moving and making waves. When those winds are blowing in your life, when those waves are beating up against you, oh my goodness, he says they will not sweep over you. When you walk through fire, don't make me go to my brothers. You will not be burned, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The flames will not set you ablaze. No matter how hot it seems, no matter how much you feel like you're being burned, listen, you won't burn up in ashes. You might feel some heat, but the flames will not set you ablaze. Oh, my God. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom. Give it up. Let them go. Cush and Sabah in your stead, Since you are precious and honored in my sight, don't miss this. And because I love you, I will give people. I'll give somebody else. I'll give people. When he speaks of people, he speaks of a people in exchange for you. Nations in exchange for your life. You are going to be okay. Because before I let the flame set you ablaze, before I let the rivers sweep over you, before I let the waters overtake you, listen. I'll put someone else instead. I'll let them have to be the one to go through. And I will set you in high places. I will set you where I need you to be. I have a work for you to do. A change has happened. You see, when you're going through the waters, the things are being washed away. Even when you go through the fire, you won't be set ablaze, but it might have to burn some things out of you. Oh my God, it may have to change some things in your life, even in your mindset. And it's not always that you are doing the wrong thing, but because we are all born in sin, we all have been in iniquity, because we all have a past, we have some things that have gone on. Listen, we sometimes keep that thing burning on ourselves. We put that brand on ourselves. If we can think about, oh my God, a cattle farmer with a hot blazing brand that's put on that cattle to identify, listen, we need to take the brand off ourselves. Sometimes we keep that thing on us, and God's already told us that even though you pass through the fire, it will not set you ablaze. It will not burn you up. In other words, it will not consume you. You will live. You will live and not die. My God. Isaiah 43, 14 through 19, a change has happened. I need you to understand that God has already caused you to go through a metamorphosis. He has already changed you. He's changed the way you think. Even though sometimes you're kind of lingering in that place where you know you want to come out of, you're lingering in that place that you need to come out of. There's something happening on the inside that's causing you to, oh my God, feel disruption. Feel a little confusion sometimes because you know you should be going this way. And either you're staying still and not moving as God tells you to move, or you're pushing. You're pushing back. Stop fighting him who is able to keep you from falling and who is able to present you faultless. Oh my gosh. Isaiah 43, 14 through 19. A change has happened. This is what the Lord says. Still talking to Israel. Come on, Isaiah. This is what the Lord says. Your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, that's who he is. For your sake, I, the Lord, will send to Babylon and bring down as fugitives all the Babylonians in the ships in which they took pride. Thank you, God. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's creator, your king. God is declaring now through Isaiah who he is to the people. Come on. Thank you, Lord. This is what the Lord says. Now, be careful now. Isaiah's making sure he says, this is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, here come that water again, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. My God, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. A change has happened, people. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it, that new thing springs up. Do you not perceive it? Can you not see it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. My God, my God, my God. He who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there. He drew them out of their comfort place. God will cause your enemy to come out of their place of comfort, you see, because they're so comfortable sitting back watching what's going on. God will cause them to come out into plain view, into plain sight, and he will deal with them accordingly. A change has happened, and God will do this just because he is the Lord your God. And my God, they will never rise again. When God puts it down, it doesn't come back. It doesn't come back. We reach back sometimes and bring back sometimes some of the things he's already delivered us from, some of the things he's already squashed in our lives. But he wants us to know the change has happened. Don't you question whether or not God has brought the change. You believe in the change. You believe in God. And even when the enemy desires to, oh God, to sift you as wheat, when he desires to get into your mind, you see, and to try to change your heart and your way of thinking, what you need to do is stay focused on him who is able to keep you from falling. Listen, he whose mind is stayed on Jesus will be kept in perfect peace. That 18th verse reminds us again, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. My God, a change has happened. When you already know that God has made the way, he's already caused this thing to happen for you on your behalf. He's already changed your heart and your mind and your spirit and your soul and your tongue. Maybe you had a loose tongue. Maybe you had a foul mouth. Maybe you had a mind that was corrupt. When you know he has already taken that from you, don't you let anybody or anything cause that to be a thorn in your flesh. Because I'm telling you, the very things that we have already come through, the change has happened. Listen, you've already come from a caterpillar to a butterfly. Why are you trying to go back into the cocoon? You see, in that cocoon, it was washing. It was changing. Some things was happening in there. In that cocoon, some things were making a chemical change, a natural change, a mental change, an emotional change, a spiritual change. But you want to go back. Listen, when that cocoon comes off, all that stuff that it pulled out of you, it's already out of the way. The change has already happened. Thank you, Lord. If you don't know what I'm talking about, when I'm talking about metamorphosis, I want you to go and look up, oh my God, look up the life cycle of a butterfly. Oh my goodness. Let's look at the word change for a moment. Oh, thank you, God. Slow me down a little bit, Jesus. We're almost done, so I hope you're focused on this. Come on, God. Let's look at the word changed for a moment. Change, to make the form, nature, content, future course, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, of something. I'm going to dare to say of anything different from what it is or from what it would be if left alone. So to make the form, the nature, to make something different from what it is or from what it would be if left alone, if I keep my hands off of it, if left alone, oh my goodness, to become different, altered, or modified. Wow. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So we look at that definition. Let me talk about it a little bit. To make the very nature of something different from what it is or from what it would be if left alone. Now we can look at that two ways. If left alone. If God leaves it alone, it's just stuck. It's just there. Listen, to make the very nature of something different. Listen, we were born in what? Thank you, Holy Spirit. We were born in sin. So the very nature of us is sin. Listen, but to make that thing different from what it is, we are sin people. We were sin. Listen, but to make it different from our nature, to change the future course of where we were headed to where we're going, listen, it cannot be left alone. God has to change. God has to move. We have to accept his correction and his reproof. We have to move in the direction he's pushing us in. We have to come forward and speak our words for him to become different, altered, or modified. Listen, we talked a few minutes ago about how we were and how people who knew you then sometimes seem to think that you are still that person that you were. A change has come over me. You're going to have to take that thing personal. He changed my life, and now I'm free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. Understand the change, people. That's that 18th verse. Understand that the change has taken away the past. Yes, it still exists. You can't go back and change what already was. But listen, once it's set in stone with God, leave it to him. See, I am doing a new thing, he says in that 19th verse. Now it, that new thing springs up now. Thank him for the now. Somebody come on, type in, I thank God for the now. The now. Thank you for the now, the present, the present tense, the time after the change, after the metamorphosis, the time that is me right now. This is me now, God, and not me lately. Oh, my God, not me back then, not me when I was, but God, now that me when I am. And I am says that I am his child, that I am changed. That he has changed me, that he has caused the metamorphosis, that he has brought me up off my belly as a caterpillar and allowed me to spread my wings with beautiful colors as a butterfly. He has caused me not to be looked upon, oh my God, with eyes of hate. He has caused me not to be the ugliest creature that somebody ever saw, but he has caused me to be one of the most beautiful creatures that ever was. A change has happened. See, I'm doing a new thing, he says. Now that new thing springs up. Do you not see it? Can you not perceive it? I, God, am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. You know what's going on in the wilderness, all kinds of foolishness, but I'm making a way for you to get through. I'm making a way for you to survive, even in the wilderness, and I'm putting streams in the wastelands. In the wastelands, there's nothing good. In the wastelands, it's dry as deserts, but I'm going to bring streams of water. I'm going to bring in what you need because you thirst after righteousness. Oh my God, cause you to be filled. I'm bringing streams of water. Do you know we can live off water if nothing else? But the word of God says man shall not live by what? Bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And I declare and decree this morning in that 19th verse of the 43rd chapter of Isaiah that the prophet Isaiah says to the people of God, see, that means look. Open your eyes. Pay attention. I, God, am doing a new thing. You're a new creature. Oh, my God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 declared it. Christ, oh, my God, says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become what? New. Who, Jesus? All things. Everything about you. All things, your mindset, that old messy mess self you were messy. Come on out of being messy. Come on out of being hateful. Come on out, oh my God, of lusting after things of the flesh. Come on out of being envious. Covetousness, oh God. Oh God, you covet. You want everything you see. Somebody else, there's a whole lot of things that's happening on the inside of that cocoon. When he wraps us up in the Holy Spirit, he begins to bring about a change. He begins to peel some things off of us, to take some things out of us, to change some things on the inside. Oh my God, so that we can do what Paul reminded us in Romans 12:1-2, God, and understand that the change has already happened. Brothers and sisters, God has shown you, I'm going to say us, his mercy. So I am asking you to offer up your bodies to him while you are still alive. Your bodies are a holy sacrifice that is pleasing to God. When you offer your bodies to God, you are worshiping him. When you offer your service to God, you are worshiping him. Your body cannot be used if your body is in the wrong place, if it's in the wrong way. And so when that change comes and cleans up some things, even in your body, listen, it says, don't live any longer the way this world lives. Let your way of thinking be completely changed. God, the metamorphosis, oh my God, while I'm in the cocoon, God, change the way my mind operates. Then it says, you will be able to test what God wants for you, for you, for you. Nobody else. You will be able to test what God wants for you. I can't test what God wants for you. You can't test what God wants for me. And you will agree that what God wants is right. His plan is good and pleasing and perfect. That's his plan. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, daughter, son, not plans to harm you, but plans of hope and a future, plans of an expected end. Hey, living in expectation, living in excellence, we what? Walk in expectation. Let me tell you that the very words that we repeat daily, oh my God, living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Psalms 37:4, delight yourself also in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. That's what our motto is based on. Living in excellence, that doesn't mean we're perfect, but we're striving for perfection. We're living in a godly way. We're very, very conscious, you see, of what comes out of our mouth, what we let into our hearts, what we entertain in our minds. Living in excellence, we walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. God is. He is the change. The change has already happened. The change has already happened. Thank you, God. Come on. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Elder, can we play just a little bit more of that song right now? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We pray now for the people, oh Father. We pray now, God, for the change, for them to see the change, God, for them to understand the change on the inside, God. Everything in them, God, belongs to you. Hallelujah. Man may not understand it. Man may not want to see it. But we trust you, God, with our very lives. We ask you to go into the homes of these people right now, God. Let your blood bleed through, oh God. Every doorway, every window, oh God. Bleed through, God. Every crevice, oh God. Into their mindset, oh God. Every crevice into their heart, flow through the veins, oh God. And the very arteries, oh God. From one ventricle to the other, God. Let your blood flow, God, as you change us, God, with your red blood and cause us to be white as snow, God. We honor you, Father. We honor you, Son. We honor you, Holy Spirit. Glory to glory to glory. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give your life to him. Come on, give your life to him. I can imagine Christ on the cross crying out to the Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because the pain, the change that he had to go through, he had to go through the physical man, he had to lose that earthly body. Oh God, for his spirit to transform. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he gave up the ghost. He let it release, oh God. But he did this for you and for me. Christ gave his life. because he knew we needed a change. He knew we needed a change. He knew we needed a change. We needed something different, something to look up to, something to look forward to. Eternal life, I tell you. Salvation in him, I tell you. Oh God, if you haven't given your life to him this morning, whatever time you're listening to this broadcast, I want you to lift your hands before him. Come on, give it up. Give it up to him. If you haven't accepted him as your personal Savior, we offer you Jesus right now.